Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masech des Edyas, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Behemesh and Nolda B'yamtiv. Now, in the earlier Mishnah, in Mishnah Aleph, we had a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. In the case of an egg that was laid on Yamtiv, if it could be eaten that day. And we said it's talking about Yamtiv right after Shabbos. In the first part of our Mishnah, we're going to see that that machlokes is negeya only to an egg. And not to, for example, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, again, Sech des Edyas Perik Dalet Mishnah Beis, Behema Shenolda B'Yamtiv. What's it then with an animal that was born on a Yamtiv? Again, a Yamtiv that fell on a Sunday. Zok the Mishnah Hakol Moidim, even the Beis Hillel, that Aser the egg would be Moida. Shehim Yiteres, that this animal would be Mutter, if you want to shecht it and eat it on Yamtiv. Why? Because it was prepared from Erev Yamtiv. Even in its mother, it was ro'i li'achila. An egg becomes a full egg that you could eat within the hen one day before it's laid. The animal, on the other hand, the baby animal, is fully developed several days before it's born. So even if this animal was born on a yomtiv that falls yom rishon on Sunday, it can still be eaten because it didn't become prepared on Shabbos. And the Batanura points out something interesting. There's a halacha, and under normal circumstances, we don't shecht and eat a newborn animal until it reaches its eighth day of life. Before it lives 7 days, we're worried. What if this animal is what's called a nafal, meaning an animal that would not survive? So it would be considered like an animal that doesn't have shechita. But the Batanura explains that our Mishnah is talking about an animal that was known to have been carried to its full term. In other words, we know when this animal became mi'uberes, and we know for a fact that this baby did not come out early. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Efroyach sheyotze min habeya. Efroyach is a small bird that hatched. It came out of the egg on Yamtiv. Hakol moedim. Even the Beshamai, who normally are matir, an egg that is laid on Yamtiv, even on Sunday after Shabbos, but this little bird, they would also grishu aser. It's muktzah. It wasn't prepared erev yamtiv. As long as it was inside the egg, it wasn't fit for anything. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it. It would have a din of a sheretz ha'if. And even dogs can't eat it when it's in the shell. That's how the Batanura explains it. And there is such a shita in Masech Tzbeya. It's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. A hatched little chicken is forbidden. It's called a sheretz until it opens its eyes. The Tosfos Yamtiv discusses that l'chayra, according to this, so this applies to every day of the year. It has nothing to do with Yamtiv or Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. But first, a small hagdama, or better yet, a chazara. On Yamtiv, it is only mutter to do malachas that are tzarech oichel nefesh, like shechting, cooking, baking. But a malacha that's not tzarech oichel nefesh, like plowing, building, is aser. Even the tzarech mitzvah. If someone digs a pit in the ground on Shabbos and Yamtiv, in a house, he's chayiv, that's baina. If you dig a pit out in the field, you're chayiv, that's chayrish. Now, if you don't need the hole, you don't want to have a hole in your ground. You don't want to turn over the earth, but you want the earth. In order to get to the earth, you have to dig in. Then it would only be aser midrabanan, because he's a mekalkel. The other thing we have to know is that if you shecht a chaya or a oif, you have to cover its blood. You have to cover the dam hashchita with afar. That's the mitzvah of kisui adam. So we just mentioned three things. The first, that on yamtiv it's mutter to do malachis that are tzarech echel nefesh, like shechting, cooking, baking, but a malacha that's not tzarech echel nefesh, like plowing or building, is aser. Even letzarech mitzvah. Number two, if you dig a hole in the ground on Shabbos and yamtiv, in your house it would be baina. Out in the field, it would be chayrish. If you don't need to have a hole there, you're just digging to get the earth, it would only be asim midrabanan. And the third thing we said is that if you shecht a chaya or a oif, you have to cover the dam of the shechita ba'afer. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hashoichet, if someone wants to shecht chaya ve'oif biyamtiv, a chaya or a oif on yamtiv, and he didn't prepare afar, he has to have like loose earth to cover the blood with. So what should he do? Beis Shammai Omrim, the Beis Shammai say, Yach Bar B'deker, he can shecht the animal and then dig up the earth. with a deker, that's a kind of a shovel, v'yachasa, and then cover the blood. But this is only mutter if the earth is loose and the shovel was stuck into the ground from before Yom Tov. Now that he takes it out of the ground, with it is going to come some loose earth, and he can use that for kisui hadam, to cover the blood. Now you can't just take a solid clod of earth. It has to be loose earth. And you can't grind up a solid clod of earth on Yom Tov. But as he's taking it out, if it was tucked in already from before Yom Tov, it probably chopped up some earth. And as you're taking it out, usually some loose earth comes up with it. So according to the Bishami, if you came to Bezna and said, listen, I need food for Yom Tov, I have a chai and oif to shecht, I didn't prepare any offer for kisui hadam, but I do have this deker, this special kind of a shovel. It's stuck into the earth. All I have to do is pull it out. So according to the Bishamai, the Bezna will say, go ahead, green light. I am making a hole. It's only Otsim Midrabanan. And Memela, we could be matter it for the purposes of Basal Etzairach Simchas Yom Tov. At least that's what the Beis Shammai would say. What would the Beis Hillel say if you came to ask the same question? Rebbe, what should I do? I didn't prepare ground up afar for kisui hadam, and I want a shech l'kavod Yom Tov. Well, Beis Hillel, I mean, the Beis Hillel would say, or they say, loy yishchait, then don't shecht. The Beis Hillel say, loy yishchait, don't shecht, elim ken hoy l'afar muchen, unless he has the ground up earth prepared. No digging necessary. The Beis Hillel are not willing to be mevater even on an Isser D'Rabbanan, Letzarech Simchas Yom Tov. However, umoidim, the Beis Hillel would be moided to the Beis Shammai, that if the man did not come to ask, Shim Shachar, he said, I already shechted, and I have no offer to perform the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam to cover the blood. So even the Beis Hillel would agree, Sheyachbar Badeka V'yechasa, he can dig up the earth with a shovel and use it to cover the blood. Again, what it means is pulling out the shovel that already has some soft earth in it. If he shecht it already, so here we're willing, the Beis Hillel are willing to be mevater on the Issur D'Rabbanan in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Now here comes another halacha in regard to the mitzvah of kisui hadam and Yom Tov. Kira, do you remember Kira from Masechtas Shabbos? We had it in other Masechtas as well. Kira is a big earthenware box that's on the ground, and it's open from on top. And there's a fire on the inside. And you put the pot on top to cook. If he has ashes that he can use to cover the blood, that's okay. Do that. She'efer kira muchanhu. Because the ashes of a stove are not considered muktzeh. It's considered prepared. Well, what if he didn't prepare in his mind the ashes of the stove to be used for kisui hadam? Well, the answer is, the owner of the ashes usually has in mind before Yom Tov to use the ashes for whatever he may need it for on Yom Tov. That's why it's not muksa. And you can use it to cover the blood, even though he wasn't thinking mamish beferish is going to use that for covering blood. Zok daba de batanura, this is dafka, if it was already ashes from Erev Yom Tov. But if it only became ashes during Yom Tov, there's a muksa called noilad. Literally means to be born, something new that was born on Yom Tov. And noilad can't be used. In other words, if this particular oven was up and running before Yom Tov, so the wood already turned into ashes, you can use it on Yom Tov. But if you only heated it up during Yom Tov, it's aser. Because you can't say, oh, yesterday he's already thinking of using this, it wasn't here yet. However, if it's still hot, even though it only turned into ashes today, and right now it could be used, let's say, to cook an egg, so right now it's not muksa, And Memela, even if it only turned into ashes today, it wouldn't have a din of Noilid, and it could be used for Kisui Hadam as well. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in Mishnah Dalid. We learned that a behemoth that is born on Yom Tov, unlike the egg, everyone is moida, that it's mutter. An egg that was laid on Sunday was completed the day before on Shabbos. A behemoth, the fetus of a behemoth, the unborn behemoth, was completed several days. It was nigmar several days before. Misha told us weiter, a young bird that comes out of the beya, hakol moedim shehu aser, and that's because before it opens its eyes, it has a din of a sheretz ha'oif. Azayzok de batanura. And we said, some explained that in Chanami, it's not just negeya to Shabbos or Yom Tov, it would be negeya to any day. Then we were reminded about three things. That on Yom Tov, it's mutter to do malachais that are litzarech echel nefesh, shchita, cooking, baking. A malacha that's not litzarech echel nefesh, like plowing or building, is aser. Even if it's litzayrich mitzvah. We learned that if you dig a pit in the ground on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in the house, you're chayiv alzbayna, in the field, chayrish. Either way, you can't make a pit. If he doesn't need the hole, he's not looking to turn over the earth. He just wants the earth, wants to take the earth out. It would be aser only midrabanan. If someone shechts a chayiv or a oif, you have to cover the blood. Well, what happens if he wants the shecht and he says, look, I didn't prepare loose earth to cover the blood with. Right now I have a decker that's a kind of a sharp shovel tucked into the ground. What can I do? So Vishami say, we paskin shecht and just pull it out. If there's loose earth there, it's fine, use it. The Basil say, no, we're not going to let you, we're not going to tell him to shecht. You should have prepared the earth for Kisui Hadam beforehand. If not, you can't shecht. Now, both would be moida that if he shechted without asking, and now he says, what do I do? How do I do the Kisui Hadam? And he has this decker stuck into the ground, everybody would agree he can pull it out, and if there's loose earth there, he can use it. Then the Mishnah explained to us another etzah that could be used for Kisui Hadam and Yom Tov, the ashes of Akira. This is not nogeya to what the Beshami Basil said. This is stam. Halacha on its own. That the ashes of the Kira are not considered muksa if they were heated up, if the Kira was heated up, and the wood inside turned into ashes from Erev Yom Tov. Because the Balabas in his mind says, you know, these ashes, I'll use them for what I need it for, even though he didn't specifically think about Kisui Hadam, but it's okay, it's not considered muksa. If the ashes are still warm, and they can be used, let's say, to roast an egg right now, even if it was turned into ashes today, the Matanura told us it would still be mutter.